You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 23rd day of September. It is a Thursday here on the radio airwaves, the podcast airwaves, however you refer to the airwaves, wherever you might be listening to. Thank you so much for checking out the Locked On Rockies podcast, proudly part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Remember, there is a podcast for your favorite team and all the four major men's sports and in college sports and women's basketball and all sorts of great podcasts available to you on the great Locked On Podcast Network. So if you like this, I can tell you that there's great Broncos coverage, Avs coverage, Nuggets coverage. If you want to stick with the Colorado sports, all sorts of great stuff available for you on the Locked On Podcast Network, like Locked On Major League Baseball, where you can join the walking encyclopedia, baseball encyclopedia, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call him Sully. Every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. On today's episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast, we're going to talk about a nice win last night, what we liked from the game there. First pitch, as of recording, is very close in the series finale to see if the Rockies put a thorn in the Dodgers' side yet again in terms of a series win. The Rockies came alive with offense last night, led by Brendan Rodgers, CJ. Everyone really had a nice role to play in the offense last night, but a big, nice storyline from last night is the bullpen as well. Going to talk a little bit about the general feeling and pulse of Rockies fans, and I don't want to be too much of a downer. I just want to, I think, have a realistic conversation, maybe, or at least a realistic thought breakdown of where my head's at as a Rockies fan as we enter the end of the season. And finally, we'll just, again, take a look, get ready for the game here. By the time this post, first pitch will be underway, but get a quick little look ahead, too, at the and then look at the NL West standings so we know where the Rockies' shakedown or shakeup has impacted the most. But let's dive into the game from last night. The Rockies win 10-5, and like I said, everyone having a role to play in this offense. No one more, impactful than Brendan Rodgers. I guess, you know, CJ Cron actually going 4-for-5. I don't know. Brendan Rodgers is just bringing a presence to the offense that is desperately needed, and that was a great home run that he hit off of Walker Buehler there. Really lined up, squared the ball up, really crushed it. But the offense in general was able to come up big, and the Rockies did what they what they couldn't do in game one, which was knock in the big runs, have the big situations, and stay with it, especially when the Dodgers throw up a big three spot in the top of the fourth, when you can come back and punch right back with five, leading things off with Brendan Rodgers getting things going right away with that home run. Charlie Blackmon with a hit, Trevor Story 2-for-5, CJ Cron 4-for-5, Ryan McMahon 1-for-4 with two RBIs. Sam Hilliard had a big night, big home run for him with that as well. Good for the Rockies. Again, that you have to, when the Dodgers give you opportunities, and when you have the opportunity to knock Walker Buehler out of the game in the fourth, you do it. I mean, as easy as that is to say, I don't think the Rockies necessarily did anything crazy. They were just really seeing Buehler well last night, and bam, you saw Rodgers get the hit. And then everyone was seeing Walker Buehler really, really well in the bottom of the fourth. And then they give up the two runs. Zerman isn't able to capitalize on the momentum of himself picking up a couple of RBIs with a great double from him. He only lasts the four innings. It's the walks that were brutal for him in that top of five. The Dodgers tie the game up, but the Rockies push themselves back out ahead. And then the bullpen comes in and has a wonderful, wonderful day. Tyler, let's go down here, the pitchers here. Herman, four innings pitched, six hits, five earned runs, four walks, four strikeouts. So all the Dodgers' runs yesterday are attributed to Herman. And that means when the Rockies bring in five pitchers, They all don't allow a single run. They all limit the hits. They really, really shut the door. Looking at the stats, the Dodgers got one more hit in the ballgame after Herman left, and that came off of Lucas Gilbert there. But Robert Stevenson's an inning, no damage done, a strikeout. Jordan Sheffield, no hits, strikeout. Tyler Kinley, no hits, doesn't strike anybody out, but he keeps his scoreless streak alive. Daniel Bard, one inning, no hits, no strike. But again, all of that stuff, that is important. That is great. And I think that reflects really well on a conversation, and I mentioned this before, that Danielle Allentuck had, is that this lineup has been, this bullpen has been better. And they have shown improvement here, that they are able to pitch well. And Tyler Kinley has been at the forefront of that. He really has been a nice strong part for this bullpen, especially in since the middle of September. As in his last 6 appearances, hasn't let up any earned runs. He has a couple of strikeouts there. He's really been well, especially because I wasn't really high on Tyler Kinley at the beginning of the year, but shown to be a very solid arm there for this bullpen. Now, does this bullpen make you, do you love it? Do you can it be better? Sure, but at least it's performing. It's keeping the Rockies in games, and this is what the Rockies were missing earlier in the year, and especially on the days that they were able to get the offense. Because now that we're getting to this point in the year, is the bullpen still the major question? I think it is. I think there is an argument to be made that the bullpen might be the biggest issue with the Rockies. But then when you really break it down, it's probably more likely the offense. The Rockies have some arms. They have these players that they can that they've been able to rely on and turn to in the second half that have turned out to be pretty good. And the bullpen bails out their starter, which is something they weren't able to do. So 5 runs for the Dodgers in the fifth inning, that's dangerous territory for that team to get that many opportunities and for them to capitalize on it and the way they did, for the bullpen to come in and shut it down. That's a great, great sign. It's been good for the bullpen, and I'm very pleased by that. I feel like it is something that the Rockies can enjoy, and it's something that it's something I did not expect. I really thought after we get into, after the trade deadline, it's something. It's one of those things, and I'm going to talk more about it in the next segment. But it's one of those things to be excited by. But I don't want to buy too much into it, just because I know we can't just look at this good second half and celebrate it. We can't just revel in the fact that this team might catch the Padres in the standings. We need to look big picture, especially right now with the Rockies and the state of the Rockies. The big picture stuff still matters. It's still important, and it still matters not to be blindsided. But all in all, to kind of wrap up, I think I might be kind of jumping around a little bit here, but great performance from the team yesterday. The bullpen has really showed me a lot in this second half of the season. Offense coming alive is great. Great win for the Rockies. But all this good, I think there needs to be a little star next to everything. Just a little footnote. Not a star to take away from the team's performance. It's just to look in the notes. It's just a reference that we need when we talk about the Rockies and success in the second half. And we'll talk about that here in more depth. But before we get to that, I got to tell you about our wonderful sponsors like DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream. And it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Also want to tell you about Molecule Mattress. And did you know that Pro Bowl quarterbacks, Olympic swimmers, and national women's soccer stars all use the Molecule Mattress? And they call it their best sleep ever. I'm no elite athlete. I do, you know, ride my bike. I go on hikes. And you know, I get hot when I sleep. I need the fan. I move a lot. I have a very particular thing. I can sleep like a rock, but I got to have the right conditions to fall asleep. And Molecule Sleep scientists have created literally the world's most perfect mattress that's unlike any other mattress in a box. It's cool to the touch, and it's not like other foam mattresses. It has 6 times the airflow of old mattresses, and so that's important for someone like me because it keeps cool all night long. And it has zone reflex layers that adjust with all weird sleep positions, so people never awaken with a stiff neck or a sore back. And it's antimicrobial. Molecule Mattress is how elite athletes get the best sleep ever. Sleep on your Molecule Mattress risk-free for 100 nights. If you don't have your deepest, most restorative sleep ever, return it. Visit onmolecule.com and save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON. Again, save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON at onmolecule.com. That's onmolecule.com with the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off. So we've been talking about the success that the Rockies have had and talking about the nice second half. And if you've been on Twitter, you've seen, Rockies Twitter is very kind of, I don't know, very divided. There's a lot of different mindsets, and I can appreciate looking at this second half of the season, looking at how the Rockies have played at home, looking at the success that we've seen from some of the players and some of the nice stories, and feeling better about the Rockies. I mean, you do feel better about the Rockies at this point than you did at the trade deadline, than you did at the beginning of the year, than you did at many points in this season. But like I mentioned in the segment before this, I think everything needs to have a star. You still have to look at the fact that at the big picture, the Rockies are most likely hiring a GM from within, not taking an opportunity to go outside the organization. They might still, it's not official, but again, the front office is using some similar tactics that they have done. They haven't re-signed John Gray yet, even though they've expressed interest in signing John Gray, and John Gray has expressed interest in coming back to the team. Again, I talked a little bit about that yesterday. Maybe that's something where they just both decided we're going to handle this in the offseason. Let's get through this season, blah, blah, blah. I don't necessarily know why you'd need to do that with the current position that the Rockies are in. But John Gray's mind might have changed a little bit. Maybe he at least maybe wants to see what free agency it looks like. He maybe wants to at least see what some offers are. Totally speculative. I don't know if that's the case, but could just be an option. And this is, again, not only is the front office making moves and doing things consistent with what they've done in the past and hiring from within the organization, there is a huge free agents class, especially when it comes to shortstop, with a huge glaring question mark of what the future of shortstop looks like for the Colorado Rockies. As much as I am hanging on to the door being open for a Trevor Story return, I have to emphasize this enough that if I had to quantify it, put it into a percentage or something, I would put it at most, and this is very generous, I feel like, at most a 5% chance that Trevor Story returns to the Rockies. And that is just based off of he likes where he came up. He's comfortable here. Maybe he has the connections, yada, yada. The Rockies might bring in some free agent bats, blah, 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 blah. The list could go on and on of how many what ifs and things and that I would need to go down the list to make me feel confident to say that there's a 5% chance for Trevor Story to come back. I even think I might even be a little generous there, unless the Rockies are willing to pay him a lot of money and honor the contract. But the Rockies have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of question marks. This is a team that's still 20 games out of the top of the division. This is a team that's not making the playoffs. This is a team that, yeah, well, what if, and I've done, you know, and I love the what if machine and the what if game with the 10 wins that I always talk about on the road. I still don't think the Rockies would be good enough down the stretch in this wild card hunt to be competing with teams that are in the wild card race right now. They're not going to catch they wouldn't catch a smoking hot Cardinals team. I don't think the Rockies would beat any of the teams that are in the wild card race in the NL in the one game playoff, let alone a full series. There's not enough with the Rockies right now that makes me feel very confident in them as competitors in the big picture. There's nothing when the Rockies go out to take the field against the Dodgers that I think the pieces on the field are actually going to compete and fight back with the juggernaut that is the Dodgers, unlike the team felt in 2018. The last big competitive team. And maybe I live in the past too much. Maybe I do talk about these playoff teams, but that's the bar you need to set. That's the performance of the team. The 2018 team is a game away from winning the NL West title. The 2021 Rockies are abysmal on the road and 20 games out of the division lead, but we're celebrating avoiding 100 losses, potentially being right around 500 and winning like 75 to 72 wins. It's a lot of celebration. It's a lot of excitement for mediocrity and for a season that doesn't really benefit the team in the long run. It washes out the taste of a bad trade a little bit, but there's people that are seeing the benefits, but for me, there's nothing that makes me feel like the team it took a major step forward in 2021. I think the steps back that were taken in the offseason and before the season and the way the season started were mitigated, and there were some small steps forwards. There are signs of promise with this team, but we have to be realistic, folks. I just am not going to sit here and be absolutely ecstatic with the way the Rockies performed this year. I'm ecstatic with the way they performed in certain situations. I'm ecstatic by the performance of certain players. And there should be a lot of things that should be celebrated about the Rockies. Connor Joe, the Elias Diaz, so many things that there are to be excited about with the Rockies. But still, look where they are. Look at the direction. Look at the plan of the front office when it comes to the GM. Do we actually believe that this team is going to go out and do something in free agency? There's nothing that gives you the idea. There's nothing that gives you the confidence that this team is being led and put in a direction that is going to take the next step. If you don't want to buy into the rebuild idea or the model or the Logan or the jargon, what are you going to do? If you're confident and you believe enough as the front office and you look at that performance at home and you say, all right, that gives us enough of the courage to be confident in this team moving forward, how do you build on that? Because you can't just sit and look at 2021 and be very happy with the product and the team that you have crafted and created and have right now, because one, a big piece and a key component of that is most likely going to be gone next year. The other big piece of it is not re-signed on first base. What happens if the pitching staff isn't as successful and has some of the off performances that we've had? What if the bullpen, you know, falls back? Is this club going to actually make and address change in the offseason? Other than seeing another star player walk away for a minimal return. Now, Austin Gomber is not a minimal return. Now, the prospects there, I'm not saying that. But again, is it another? That's just a classic storyline. Like, has this good second half for the Rockies convinced you that the Rockies have a plan? That they will figure something out with Trevor Story? That they think that this pitching staff has enough in it and enough greatness to make the Rockies compete with the Dodgers and the Giants? And that's just not the case. At least not for me. Yes, I'm excited that the Rockies performed better. Yes, it's more entertaining to watch. Yes, it feels good. But what does that really mean? If you don't get the high draft pick, if you're third or fourth in division yet again, How is this half of the season going to, you know, how does that stack up to the Dodgers and the Giants? How it stacks up is the Rockies are far behind them still. And unfortunately, in that division, those are the bars you have to set. If you want to compete for the division title, if you want to avoid having to just always be a wild card, one team, one playoff in, you have to make sure that you have a plan to compete and take down the Dodgers and Giants consistently. And while the Rockies have been beating the Dodgers of late, they haven't been doing it all year. They haven't been doing it in the past. So again, be happy, be excited, and enjoy good Rockies baseball. But don't let that forget that this team is 71-80, fourth in the NL West with a home record of that borderline being the worst in team history. There's real questions to still ask about the Rockies while also enjoying what we've seen on the field, and that's okay. Because there's as much as the Rockies have made me feel more confident in the team, the front office and the direction and other parts of the team still have far too many questions for me to ask. It's kind of my hot take there, folks. Let's check in at the game so far, a little bit of the pitching matchup, and take a look at the NL West standings here. But before we do that, got to tell you about Bet Online. They are back and better than ever, and they got all eyes glued to the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. Their promo code Locked On for more benefits as well. From baseball, football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. We're also brought to you by Rock Auto. Don't go wasting your time at the chain auto parts store anymore. You're going to go up, you're going to ask the question about the parts that you need, and all they're going to do is sit on the computer and look things up for you. You have a phone, you have a computer, you have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Yeah, do-it-yourselfers just like you out there, audience. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go explore the easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Please go ahead and write that Locked On in their box that they know that we sent you at rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, Rockies Dodgers underway right now. Game 3 of the series, currently 0-0 in the top of the first as of recording. Rockies got no slouch there in Max Scherzer on the bump. Anyway, all right. Is it like the free game of the day? A little Facebook, YouTube game? I'm seeing some stuff here. So let's take a quick peek at the standings in the NL West to see what this means for the Rockies, the Dodgers, and the Giants in the meantime. Giants now 2 games ahead, and the Rockies could put them 3 games behind, and the Giants get win number 100 tonight if they pull off the victory against the Padres. And, boy, they have just been a surprise. I think it really will depend on how the Giants will fare this weekend in Coors Field. I think, If the Rockies can pull off the upset against Scherzer, that three-game back hurdle is going to be really hard to overcome for the Giants, unless they roll into Coors Field and struggle where the Dodgers are able to go and have some success, especially because they're heading to Arizona after this to play the Diamondbacks. That's a nice-looking thing on the schedule for the Dodgers. If you're looking at that, the Giants, on the other hand, they beat the Padres 2 out of 3 in the series, looking for the sweep today. The Rockies the Diamondbacks also match up with the Giants after meeting the Giants. The Diamondbacks face the Giants after beating or facing the Rockies. So that could mean that if the Giants struggle against the Rockies, they can bounce back with the Diamondbacks series, just like LA has the potential to if they drop the game today. Whew, I had to go do a little tap rhythm there to make sure I was following all the teams correctly. Heated race still. I just think if the Giants pull up to a three-game lead down the stretch here, it's going to be really tough for the Dodgers to come back. The Giants do have the Padres to finish out the season, but Padres are just not good right now by any stretch of the imagination. They're playing awful baseball. The Rockies are right on their heels when it comes to wins. There is a chance that the Rockies could finish in third in the NL West, something that you thought was very far off. But a win today, I'm not going to say it's for sure, but a win today by the Rockies really makes it tough for the Dodgers to make it to the postseason in as the division winners. They're obviously going to be a wild card team no matter what. Pretty insane that 100-win team is going to be in a one-game fight to the death. Nolan Arenado gets to match up against the Dodgers. Well, yet again, that's probably going to be what happens, because boy, oh boy, are the Cardinals hot right now, and that's exactly what you want in the game of baseball. Going to be an interesting one to watch Nolan in the postseason and see how the Cardinals do. Can't root for the Cardinals, but I can root for Nolan. I will do that to him. But he is on the Cardinals. Just a bummer that he has to play there. I don't know. This is the Cardinals. Meh. Anyway, folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us. Betting on the Rockies doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow the show on Twitter at LO Rockies. I'm at Paul Holden 33, and this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.